at 50%. And then tomorrow night, the snow showers continue with lows in the mid-20s. And on Monday, we're going to continue with those snow showers. And so enjoy the beautiful, sunny, 60-degree afternoon. All right. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be celebrating the most recent music of two of my favorite singer-songwriters, David Crosby and Graham Nash, who have both come back strong to songwriting.
I can see the way you are by far the worst of the lot. You are to spend a day inside somebody else's life. The ones who pay, the ones who die. When you say words like honor, words can often frame the game. Shame on me for thinking I could be somebody who is free. Really, actually, while someone else is picking up pieces of your broken cup, you see. Lovers can be free
when it's somebody other, somebody's brother, somebody other, anyone other than you. Somebody other, somebody's brother, somebody other, anyone other than you.
I can't feel the way you do. I'm through watching you grow fat. Exactly how your father did before last war. We felt the pain. We swore to smoke you out, but still you. You gain. You. you gain. It's insane. Making sure that things are as before. What have you got in store? How can you stay above? Who are you thinking of? Nobody on earth, nobody's brother, nobody's mother, nobody other than you. Nobody on earth, nobody's brother, nobody's mother, nobody other than you.
That song is called Somebody Other Than You. That's from David Crosby's album called Lighthouse, released on October the 21st, 2016. That's the second solo album that David Crosby has done in the past 2 years, and he is a fountain of inspiration at this moment. This is an incredible recording. There's something about contemporary music that helps guide me through my life. And things change around us. And it depends who you're listening to and what kind of art you're drawn to. I've always been drawn to art that has some political relevance to it, that has some sort of a social stance. And David Crosby has always offered that up to his to us as his listening audience. And this song has incredible lyrics. He co-wrote this song with a man named Michael League. David Crosby and Michael League co-wrote the music and the lyrics on this song. Somebody Other Than You, it makes me think of Dylan's Master of War in some ways, where it's easy enough to be an armchair general because it's not you out there paying the price. For whatever it is, the lyrics, you know, you ought to spend a day inside somebody else's life, the ones who pay, the ones who die when you say words like honor. Who of us can be free when it's somebody other? Somebody's brother, somebody other, anyone other than you. And the drama of the lyrics build up, and he talks about the war and about the insanity. And he ends the song with nobody other, nobody's brother, nobody's mother, nobody other than you. So it's interesting how he turns his attention through the political spectrum in these words, and the energy and the vibrancy of the music. This solo album is really a collaboration with Michael League, who is a bass player in a jazz fusion band called Snarky Puppy. And when I hear David Crosby doing what are considered solo recordings, there's a lot of collaboration going on here. When he was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, there was a lot of collaboration going on there as well. So he works really well with other people. He's inspired by other people. And on the album before this called Cross, his main collaborator was his son. And that album was more of a jazz-focused album, the Cross album. A lot of keyboards, a lot of interesting rhythmic accompaniments. This album, Lighthouse, is more of an acoustical, lots of strings, a lot of light vocal choruses coming in. And I think that this is one of the strongest genres for Crosby. This really sets him up beautifully. The collaboration that he did with Michael League, he gave an interview in Rolling Stone, and here's what he had to say about Michael League, his partner. Quote, he's an immensely talented musician. He's very sneaky, too. He didn't tell me he could play lead guitar. He didn't tell me he could sing, and he never told me he could write words. But when we sat down at my house, we wrote 3 songs in 3 days. I think the only person in my life that has been that good at writing and co-working with me is my son, James. I love writing with someone else because the other guy always thinks of something you didn't. I love that quote. So, New York City, things are pretty chaotic at the moment, with the president-elect claiming his space in the city. I know that if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're up here in the Delaware River Valley, you might be spending part of your time here, and you might also be spending a significant portion of time in New York City. I know I have, and I still do. I have a special feeling for New York City, and it's interesting because there's a song on this Lighthouse album that David Crosby wrote in honor of New York City. It's really interesting. The way it worked is Michael Lieg told David that he wanted to write a song about the city, and he wanted to write a song about what if New York City was a woman? What would that be like? And so, sure enough, this song is about New York's New York as if it was a woman. And the music was written by Michael Lieg, and the lyrics were written by David Crosby. And so we'll listen to this tribute to New York City. Crosby has more to say about it in that Rolling Stone article. He talks about his life and how he ties into New York City. David Crosby has this to say: I lived there as a young hippie boy working in the village. It's tough, and it's not an easy way to go, but it's an energy vortex you can't beat. I've spent quite a bit of time on the street there. I've been back every year of my life since then, and I'm 75, so I've been there a lot. I think seeing the city as a woman is an interesting way to look at it. It's a tough city. It's not a retirement village. You better have your dukes up and your eyes open if you want to exist in New York. The only city I could ever really love takes the time to step on people like me.
I first saw her as a child on a movie screen. I felt my heart jump out of my chest. She was damaged and lean with a character. Put your fortitude to the test. Beauty by day, danger by night. Ain't it a bitch to see? But the only city I could ever really love takes the time to step on people like me. Like a wind, like a flame, she plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, win. All you can do is your best to stay in. I hear an echo through a canyon of concrete, reflecting seas of lifeless eyes. Watching ants toting hope home into the towers, stretching up towards the sky. Somehow she moves me, somebody fooled me to thinking she don't mean to be mean. And the fact, though impractical, seems to be that she somehow got a hold on me.
like a wind, like a flame. She plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in. She plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in.
David Crosby, The City. Ha. I find that music so beautiful. It just gives me chills just to hear what he has to say, how he sings Leave a Light On. Inspired by his time on the streets of Manhattan, David Crosby co-wrote that song with Michael League. So you hear what I'm saying about the acoustic guitar. I think that's really a signature thing for Crosby. He does cross over into jazz-inflected music at times. But I wanted to play two songs that really highlight his relationship with the guitar, with the acoustic guitar. He co-wrote a lot of the songs on this new album, Lighthouse, with Michael Teague, who also plays bass on all these tracks. But there's one song that he wrote the music and the lyrics himself, David Crosby, and he sings and plays the acoustic guitar. And if The City is inspired as if New York City was a woman, and his attraction to the city like a flame, he's also expressed just the opposite emotion in so many of his songs, the desire to leave civilization behind, to get out of the city, to get out into the natural world. So I wanted to play a song that he wrote called Drive Out to the Desert. He wrote the music and lyrics on this new Lighthouse album. And then I wanted to play a track from his very first solo album, right after Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young had done their recording. David Crosby did a solo album in 1971 called If I Could Only Remember My Name. Whoa. And it's a beautiful album because it's a real departure from the rock and roll that he was doing with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And the song is called Traction in the Rain, and it expresses, you know, trying to find a way to get through another city day and without thinking about getting out. So both of these songs talk about a desire to leave the city. And Drive Out to the Desert has some of his most beautiful lyrics. David Crosby is going through some kind of prolific period right now. His creative drive is amazing. The songs on this album are deep, and each one of them is set so beautifully like a jewel. But the song you're about to hear, Drive Out to the Desert, the last verse, Look up and see. Look up there with me. This great magic ocean. Stars like sand thrown by someone's hand in one timeless motion. David Crosby.
Drive out to the desert, sail out on the sea, away from the city. Where the light hides the sky, and the stars fear to fly, and your eyes can finally see. Find a space that's quiet and lie down on your back. Ground and center. In your head, till your troubles have fled and they cease their attack.
The street. strength to go back to where it all began. It's hard enough to gain an attraction in the rain. You know it's hard to understand, hard to find a way to get through another city day without thinking about the strangest thing I've seen was a t-shirt turning green in India. A turtle dove, the dove's lady was the cause, or maybe it was the olive branch she held in her claws, or maybe he could see they were in love, yeah. You know, it's hard for me to find a way to get through another city day without thinking about getting out.
David Crosby, Traction in the Rain. That's from his 1971 solo debut album, If I Could Only Remember My Name. And then right before that, we heard Drive Out to the Desert from his most recent recording called Lighthouse, released in October of 2016. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And so, what's going on? I feel such an affinity for David Crosby, not just because of the sound of his voice and the sound of his music, but the things that he says. And, you know, he did a recent interview in Rolling Stone to discuss the upcoming tour and music that he wrote for Lighthouse. And among other things, he talked about what's the most indulgent thing he's done for himself lately. And he said, it's a Tesla. Here's a quote. A Tesla. I can't afford it, but it's the best car there is. I wanted it really badly for about 3 years, and I hadn't bought a new car in 20 years. I figured at my age, this is probably the last car I'm going to get. So I indulged myself. It's the best car there is. Drive one, you'll see. It's interesting, that perspective. I mean, I would like to have a Tesla too, you know, the electric cars. But there's something going on in David Crosby's life that's driving this sudden burst of creativity. Here's another enlightening quote from that same article. David Crosby says, I used to go to the gym, but after a couple of heart attacks, they told me I should tone it down. I try mostly not to eat sweets because I'm diabetic. I walk and swim because I love how my life is right now. And I want to keep it going. The last couple of years have been the densest writing surge I've ever had. The only thing I can nail it down to is that I'm at one of the happiest points in my life. So I love hearing that. And it's interesting because, you know, when you're a teenager and you're full of angst in your 20s and you're searching for who you are and answers, there's such chaos in youth. And we think of older age, you know, David Crosby, 74, 75, as some kind of placid time, you know, in a reverie of the past. But that's not what I'm seeing in the people that I know and in the world around me. That's not what I'm seeing in David Crosby's life. He's never been happier. He's at one of his most productive times ever. And apparently his good friend Graham Nash is going through the same thing. Graham Nash released a new album called This Path Tonight in April of 2016. It's the first new music that Graham Nash has done in 14 years. And so I'm kind of going, you know, what's going on in the world? Maybe there's hope for me. Anyway, Graham Nash is now living in New York City. A lot of things going on in New York City these days. So Graham Nash just got divorced from a 28-year marriage. And in the past year or so, he's divorced and he's moved from, well, he was living in Hawaii, all the way from Hawaii to New York City, down into the village, to the East Village. So Graham Nash, what's going on? Before we get into Graham's newest stuff, let's go back to the same year that David Crosby released that solo album that we just heard, The Traction in the Rain. That very same year, 1971, Graham Nash released his first solo album, Songs for Beginners. So let's do a little contrast here. This is Graham Nash from his very first solo album. This song is called Be Yourself.
How does it feel when life doesn't seem real? And you're floating about on your own. Your life is uncertain, so you draw the curtain, pretending there's nobody home. But don't theorize, look in your eyes, they can't tell lies, though you disguise what you see. The mirror is free. We once had a savior, but by our behavior, the one that was worth it is gone. Songbirds are talking, and the runners are walking. A prodigal son is coming home. Don't theorize, look in his eyes, they won't tell lies. But if he defies what you see, he'll give you. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. We needed a tutor, so built a computer. And we programmed ourselves not to see the truth and the lying, the dead and the dying, a silent majority. But don't theorize, look in their eyes, are they telling lies? The ones that they learn on TV. What a way to be free.
Yourself.
His solo album, his debut solo album, Songs for Beginners, from 1971. The next year, 1972, Graham Nash and David Crosby signed a contract with Atlantic Records and started recording as a duo. So let's hear a song from their first duo album from 1972. This song is also written by Graham Nash, very timely, Immigration Man.
There I was at the immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. Said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and break? I can stay another day. Let me in, immigration man. I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway. With his immigration face, giving me a paper chase. But the sun was coming, 'cause all it was, it looked into my space, stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running. Won't you let me in, immigration man? Can I cross the line and pray I can stay another day? My immigration form is big enough to keep me warm when a cold wind's coming. So go where you will, as long as you think you can. You better watch out for the man. Anywhere you're going, come on and let me in, immigration man. Can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from the tray. Irritation man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway.
Graham Nash and David Crosby, My Immigration Form, It's Big Enough to Keep Me Warm. Oh my goodness. 1972. So Graham Nash, David Crosby and Graham Nash are pretty good friends. You know, they've been through a lot together, but they're not on the same page these days. Well, let's get caught up a little bit with the recent going on with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Apparently, there was this project that they were going to start recording, a new album in 2010 with Rick Rubin producing. It was going to be, you know, coming back together, but it just didn't happen. It fell apart. So a couple of years later, Graham Nash publishes this book in 2013 called Wild Tales. Not only does it talk about his romance and love affair with Joni Mitchell, but it talks about Crosby, Stills, and Nash coming together. It talks about David Crosby's difficulty with drugs. And it's everything from Graham Nash's perspective. And it's apparently it shook him up and gave him a new perspective on himself. And here's what Graham Nash had to say in an interview that he gave also in Rolling Stone in October of 2016. Graham Nash says about the book, Wild Tales, he says, quote, "It was only after it came out that I began to really absorb what I had done with my life. What I thought were the happiest parts, in fact, weren't. I said, look how much longer is my life going on. I can just settle and coast through it, or I'll follow what my heart said I should be doing. So what his heart said he should be doing is divorcing his wife of 28 years and moving away from Hawaii, where he had been really very busy. He had a digital print business. He ran all the Crosby, Stills, and Nash projects. And so he dropped everything. He got divorced, and he moves to New York, to New York City, to Greenwich Village. Quote, I traded one jungle for another. And he now has a new girlfriend. Her name is Amy Grantham, and she's 37 years old, which is exactly half his age. So Graham says, quote, it's very interesting how people react. I understand it's kind of amusing, but there's nothing I can do about it. I was coasting through an unsatisfactory relationship, and Amy set me on fire. I was going through all this emotional chaos in my life, and I was riding and riding. So apparently, this has been good for Graham, and it's apparently good for us because the music on this path tonight is really, really strong. Let's listen to a song. There's a lot going on in New York City, what with the president-elect there, and what with Graham Nash living down in the village. There's a song called Cracks in the City from Graham Nash's This Path Tonight. Cracks in the City.
I used to be in a band made up of my friends. We played across the land when music had no end. Through the cracks in the city, I can see the sad traces of yesterday's empires with tomorrow's bad dreams. They'll come back to haunt us like the gaze in a mirror, reflecting mistakes that we took to extremes. Oh, the cracks in the city will trap us and trip us, making us fall to the ground that we love. And through the cracks in the city, I can hear voices calling, taking us all from below to above. So I will follow this path that my life lays before me, that yesterday's hero never dared to dream. The stories and tales of the long hidden memories that sound like the echoes of a tale told between. Oh, between the cracks in the city that will trap us and trip us, making us fall to the ground that we love. And through the cracks in the city, I can hear voices calling, taking us all from below to oblivion starts out in the daylight, listening to people all trying to be first, but dreaming in darkness will offer no solace when all the king's horses are dying of thirst. The cracks in the city
below to above, to
Graham Nash. That song is called Beneath the Waves. That's from his newest release called This Path Tonight, released in April of 2016. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the music of David Crosby and Graham Nash. And I can say those names together in the same phrase. You know, they have a lot to do with each other, but things are not so good between them right now. You know, I mentioned this book that Graham Nash wrote back in 2013 called Wild Tales. Well, apparently Crosby called Nash's memoir, quote, a very shallow, very self-serving book and full of BS. So that wasn't too gracious or generous a critique of Graham Nash's book. So Crosby also took a swipe at Neil Young in 2014. The same time he made that quote, he was taking a swipe at Neil Young, who's also divorced his wife of several years and is now dating Daryl Hannah. And so Graham Nash says, you know, my relationship with David began to sour. We used to be on the same page, but not anymore. And apparently, Crosby kind of feels the same way. In that Rolling Stone interview with Crosby, they ask him, you know, do you think that Crosby, Stills, and Nash are gonna play together again? And David Crosby said, quote, I seriously doubt it. Never say never, but that's history. Good history. We made absolutely great music together, but none of us are who we were then. And I'm kind of liking who I am now. Oh, that's a new take on Now and Then for you. Well, you know, they're not who they are then. And but I think the door is still open. I honestly do, because Nash had this to say on the subject about Crosby, Stills, and Nash getting back together. Graham Nash says, quote, there have been times when I've been so pissed at us all for wasting time and not getting on with the job that I wouldn't talk to any of them. But if Crosby came and played me four songs that knocked me on my ass, what the F am I supposed to do as a musician, no matter how pissed we are at each other? My life has changed completely. All right, so let's hear one more track from Graham Nash's This Path Tonight. This is Another Broken Heart, Graham Nash.
Slipping into darkness, and I wanna know, are you okay, or are you looking for another place that you can go? For good advice, or just a friendly face that you can pour your heart out to, and pay the price. The difference between something old and something new. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not that strong, and you don't need another broken heart. No, you don't.
Don't need another broken heart. decide just where you want to be. Draw the line, seize the day and find the future that you want to see. It must be hard to leave a life you loved and wanted with your heart and soul. So find a love to help you deal with all the torment taking such a toll. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of David Crosby and Graham Nash. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a couple of minutes before 4 p.m. I've got 55 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydropowered. We're member supported. A couple of things going on in our area. Art in Sixes is an exhibition of small artworks by local artists. It opens at the Delaware Arts Center Alliance Gallery on Main Street in Narrowsburg, New York. That's today it opens. There's a reception this afternoon, but the show will be on view at the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance through December the 23rd. Features more than 100 local and regional artists. Also going on today, the Phillipsport Community Center, located at 657 Red Hill Road in Phillipsport, New York, holds its monthly music night tonight at 7 p.m. with the folk trio Moondog and singer-songwriter Kevin McDaniels. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming right up. We'll start with Janice Adams, and then we'll have a